the beginning of the trial was wrong because they were trying President Mubarak on the killing of protesters during January 2011 revolution. Nobody was trying him politically or economically on not making Egypt in 30 years or his spreading of corruption, his alliance with religious extremists, playing with them, including the Muslim Brotherhood. And even the case in which he was facing killing protesters, many of the evidence had been destroyed. And so the judge would only pass any ruling based on the evidence presented to him. And so the evidence was very, very small and there was nothing. And so after 4 years of trial and even intensive media coverage that was promoting the idea that the January 2011 revolution was a conspiracy against Egypt, against the cohesion of the country and an attempt to make Egypt a failed state like Syria and Iraq, there is a lot of sympathy with the dictator and people feel that he was a national hero. He fought in 1973 war. And so being acquitted means to them justice is done. But for the victims of the 2011 revolution and those who feel that he was responsible for a lot of the legacy of corruption, religious extremism, bad education system, they feel justice has not been done.
Professor Sadek, how are ordinary Egyptians reacting to this?
Look, there was a intensive media campaign in the last 2 to 3 years showing the average citizen who are being brainwashed and led by those private TV channels owned by the cronies of Mubarak, saying this revolution was a conspiracy against Egypt's stability, security, safety, and future. And so many are sympathetic, and they try to portray the whole thing. How can you try an old man who's over 80-something, this guy was a national hero, he did his best to save the country, and now we are accusing him without any evidence of killing protesters or passing orders verbally to kill protesters, but nobody has any evidence. Of course, evidence has been destroyed. All the records of phone conversation between Mubarak and his top security operators were destroyed. You have people still sympathetic, after being exposed to this heavy dosage of media brainwashing, that they are sympathizing with him.
Has he gone home after all charges against him were dropped today?
Yes, and we don't know if he's going to go home or not, what he will do or not. There are some who believe they should not get heavy media coverage or try to appear more on the media because it would provoke revolutionaries. Well, by the way, the revolutionaries in Egypt today are negatively portrayed. They have been discredited. Many of them have left the country. They are, demonized in the media. And even when they are not happy with the verdict, they cannot mobilize enough public opinion to go to the Tahrir or to make big demonstrations. You know, people have been exhausted from the two revolutions that took place in the last 3 years, the January 2011 and the June 2013. So people are fed up with revolutions or any attempt to call for big demonstration. Yesterday, for example, the Salafis in Egypt tried to mount a big demonstration and even armed uprising, and they failed in a very disgraceful way. Nobody showed up. And, just except maybe 100 or 200 here and there in front of, pro-Muslim Brotherhood media, the 87 million Egyptians did not head to the street, did not rebel. There is a general anti-revolution mood in the country. And so the government felt it is okay now if this court ruling is passed. Nothing happening. There is a lot of security in the country, and this is since yesterday. And I don't think it is leading anywhere. I mean, there is nothing happening. No big deal.